Hour, sponsored by your Southern California BMW centers. Each weekday at this time, we focus on your money and ways you can keep more of it in your wallet. Stock market on the rebound today. We see the Dow 282 points, selling at 16,167. NASDAQ powered up 50 points, and the S&P 500 up 27, settling at 1904. I'm Frank Motek, along with Charles Feldman.
Oh, it's been such a rocky year so far as we head toward the end of the first month. Ed Wedbush is president and CEO of Wedbush Securities. Ed, is it premature to call today a rally?
I would say today's market was on the positive side. It was very impressive. It closed right on the high. The Dow Jones was up 282 points, but that doesn't change my view of what the concern I might have over the near-term outlook.
Let's talk about that, Ed. Great to connect with you here for the first time in 2016, the roughest start ever to any new year in Wall Street history. What do you see ahead?
Well, I see some vulnerability out there. I see this market very much like the one that goes all the way back to 1987, and we participated in that. And we had a decline that started off, and then towards the end of the year in October, it got really vigorous on the downside. I'm not predicting that we're going to have the same thing here, but I see some evidence of some commonality between what we're doing now and what's happened previously. There's so many events going on worldwide that impact markets today, unlike it was 10 years ago. And so we have a lot of times we're blaming it on China and so on, which I believe is incorrect. But nevertheless, I see some still continued vulnerability.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been keeping a very close eye on Apple stock, and their earnings report comes in, I think, a bit later today. What are you expecting to see?
Well, I'm expecting to see a little bit of lack of, let's say, growth in the stock, and that's the reason why the stock is selling down at a low price. It's selling at a very low price earnings ratio of only 10.8, and that's, for considering the size of the company and their technology progress, that's very, very low price. Generally, I would be favorable towards the stock.
All right, what about the oil names, as the price of oil now has seen a rebound from the 2003 low we hit last week, hovering around $31 a barrel here. What do you see ahead for that?
Well, I see the oil as the really an important factor on the equity securities markets, and we've noticed here for the last several months that as oil moves up, the market rebounds, and it goes just the opposite way when the price of oil goes down. And your observation about the oil today being up about a dollar a barrel is very important. If that continues tomorrow, then I would see a continuation of the equities advances of today.
You know, Ed, you mentioned just before in passing that people have been blaming or trying to blame China for what's been going on in the markets, but you indicated that you thought that that was not actually correct. What do you think is to blame?
Let's put it this way. I evaluate and look at the market in China. The Halter Index that we use in the United States has been down, but it's not been dramatically down. And the thing about China that's really important is China is not in an economic decline. What's actually happened is that instead of growing 10 to 12% per year, the growth rate has declined to about 6%, which is a pretty good growth rate. And so the fact that the growth rate is down, but it's still higher than most other countries, and therefore I would say that the economics in China are pretty favorable at this point in time. One of the negative parts of it is some of their securities in the Hang Seng market and so on, in Shanghai, they have gone up prices, which are almost ridiculously high, and so those securities are vulnerable in price and have come down, and that's the reason for the decline in the averages and the reason for identifying China as a culprit in the market decline here in the U.S.
All right, it should be noted the Shanghai Composite plunged another 6% overnight, but we just had the best one-day gain for the Dow so far this year. Any specific places where you would be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
All right, I on the speculative side, I like the steel industry. The steel stocks in the United States and, in fact, worldwide are selling at very low prices, and I think are very attractive for investments. I would avoid the restaurant stocks. I still believe that they're selling at unreasonably high prices and they're vulnerable. Bank stocks, on the other hand, have been not big movers in the last half year or so, and I believe that bank stocks are also attractive. I also like a couple of the consumer stocks, and on a real speculative basis, I would venture an investment in Sears, which is selling at a very low price. Move.